In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord had just been baptized by John the Baptizer. His Father from heaven had declared in a loud voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I take pleasure." It was his baptism that had declared that fact about him. He is God's Son. He is God's Beloved. He is the one with whom God our Father is exceedingly pleased with. And you know, your baptism declares the exact same thing about you. You are God's Son. You are His Beloved One. You are the one with whom He is exceedingly pleased with. That's a reality. It's been declared to you in your baptism. It's been created by God's Word, which created all things in the beginning. It's a reality that you and I must cling to in faith, for we sin much daily. And thus, because of our sin, we are tempted to doubt that very declaration about us, to doubt that we are, in fact, God's Son. How can I be the one that He loves? How can I be His Son? How can I be the one that He has grace or good pleasure toward? Can't be me. I don't believe it. My own sin is too great for that to be the case about me. And so Satan, the slanderer, comes along just like he did to our Lord, saying, "If you are the Son of God." And there was no doubt for our Lord, He was God's Son. He had lived eternally with His Father. It had been declared to Him moments earlier. But you and I, we're a far cry from Jesus, aren't we? And so it's easy for us to doubt, especially when the slanderer comes encouraging those very doubts inside of us, twisting God's Word and fanning the flames of our fear into faithless folly. And so we fall victim to his temptations. We don't believe God's declaration of us. We doubt his Word to us. We call God the Father and Christ our Lord a liar. Repent. Sonship of God was yours in baptism. And when you and I doubt that, what is our only recourse, our only armor against the adversary's attacks? Christ's absolute absolution to you. His declaring to you through your pastor what the Father said in your baptism. And that a declaration to you in holy absolution, it's a spiritual game changer that happens every single week here in the beginning of divine service. Or if you have sins that really plague you, that you can't shake, that cause you to doubt God's declaration to you again and again and again, then you can seek that very same absolution in private session where that absolution is for you. And you alone, and where Satan can't come in and twist things and cause you to doubt, there's no tricks of Satan. There's just God's pure grace in Christ for you. His raw, naked love for your healing hurts, or for healing your hurts, for covering your shame, for strengthening you, and for armoring your conscience against the slanderer's accusations. His accusations that are made false by your Savior's taking them all on Himself. The absolute armor of absolution. Christ's calling you what you are in Him. That's what absolution is. He calls you His brother. He calls you His Father's Son. His and His Father's Beloved One. The one in whom His Father is exceedingly pleased with, the one He is wildly benevolent toward. He is slavishly indulgent of His child, you, indulgent of you to a fault. But of course, you and I know about sin, especially those who sin against us. As Christians, of course, we wish to love those people who hurt us. We desire to forgive them. But over time, given repeated offenses, repeated sins from certain persons, because of the pain and the heartache and the hurt that they cause, resentment builds up. And so our attitude of love towards them tends to falter, doesn't it? Our attitude towards them becomes less than we know it should be. It ceases to be gracious and forgiving, and it becomes resentful. It becomes angry. And malice grows in our hearts. And we no longer wish good things for them. Instead, we want nothing to do with them. We want to block them out of our lives. We want to block out the pain and prevent it. And so we cut them out from our lives. But if you and I are unsuccessful at the blocking them out and keeping the pain out of our lives, then their continued, if they continue that hurtful behavior without change, then eventually, maybe you've noticed this, maybe it's happened to you, eventually we desire them not only to be cut out of our lives, but cut out of God's grace as well. And knowing that you and I think this way, knowing that you and I have wished other people to be damned for the hurt that they've inflicted on us, knowing that this is how we react to those who constantly sin against us, we can't help but wonder, how can God not react that way toward us as well? And so it is our natural state. It's hardwired into us that we doubt God's word, that we call him a liar, that we act as though he is a fool who knows nothing about the realities of life here on earth. And we ask, how can he be exceedingly pleased with me? I cut other people off. I can even desire eternal damnation for them. So how can he not do the same to me? How? Because he is God. Because he is holy. Because he is not like us. He withstood every temptation of the devil. He does not desire the death of the wicked, nor their eternal damnation. His desire is that all turn from their way and that they would live in him. He resisted the adversary in all things so that his sacrifice can be complete and total, so that it can be sufficient to pay the penalty that every sin you and I have ever committed deserves. But in love for you, in love for all of humanity, he will force no one to be saved. In love for you, he will honor your rejection of him and allow you an eternity without him, if that is what you want. For he is not like us. Even in his love, he is not like us. Instead, though, because he is so different, he clothes his enemies in his Father's glorious love in baptism. And by absolution, he dresses us again when you and I, like petulant toddlers, throw his fine robes on the floor and run around naked, doing our own thing. His absolute absolution dresses us in Christ himself. It puts us in Christ so that we are not merely sons of God or daughters of God, but you are in fact the Son because you are in Christ. You are the beloved, the one with whom he is well pleased. And so that absolution, that declaration of sonship, is armor against the adversary. For you and I do not need to fight Satan, our old evil foe, with God's word. For the Word of God already stepped forth onto the battlefield to fight for us. He already withstood the assaults of the adversary. He already fought the fight. He is already victorious over Satan. He's already accomplished your salvation. As we just sang, the old satanic foe has sworn to work us woe. With craft and dreadful might, he arms himself to fight. And on earth, he has no equal. And no strength of ours can match his might. We would be lost, rejected. But now, a champion comes to fight whom God Himself elected. You ask who this may be. The Lord of hosts is He. Christ Jesus, mighty Lord, God's only Son, adored. He holds the field, victorious. So do not depend on your ability to defend yourself from that slandering tempter, our adversary Satan. Do not even attempt it. Instead, flee to Christ, look to His cross, believe that you are a sinner, and repent and cling to your baptism. And when you doubt it, when you doubt the declaration that was given you in your baptism, when you can't believe God's word, when you need armor from Satan's temptations, be clothed with the armor of holy absolution, because there is strength there. Let me tell you, there is strength, especially in that private absolution. When I thought I had no strength to withstand the temptations, it is shocking how, when you hear that personally for yourself, what strength God gives you in His grace declared to you and you alone. When you hear it declared to a group of people, you can take yourself out of that, can't you? God's not talking about me. But when you're the only one in the room, there's no doubt. When God, through His pastor, is putting His hand on your head and marking His cross on you and saying, you are forgiven, when it's something that really plagues you and the tears are running down your face in repentance, there is strength in that grace, in that mercy. The armor of holy absolution, of Christ's own declaration to you through your pastor that your sins are forgiven. Both the things that you and I fail to do, and fail the things that we do and the fail to do, and even the very fact that there's wickedness that lives within us that we can't tame on our own. All of that is covered over, it's gone, it doesn't matter, because God speaks. You are His Son, the Beloved. He is exceedingly pleased with you. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.